Elizabeth Warren melts down in wake of DNA disaster. By John Nolte on October 15, 2018. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, launched a bizarre Twitter rant late Monday afternoon following the disastrous rollout of DNA results that further debunked her decades-long claim to American Indian ancestry. Warren's thread of 20-plus, and counting, tweets began at about 5:30 p.m. ET, where she attempted to both insult President Trump and defend herself. In her first tweet, and without any evidence, Warren made the outlandish claim that Trump makes creepy physical threats about me. The truth is that all Trump has ever done is ridicule her false claims about being Cherokee. We all know why it real Donald Trump makes creepy physical threats about me, right? He's scared, Warren tweeted from her verified account. He's trying to do what he always does to women who scare him. Call us names, attack us personally, shrink us down to feel better about himself. It may soothe his ego, but it won't work. Warren linked comments Trump made Monday ridiculing Warren's DNA test. After a reporter suggested Trump owed her an apology, an incredulous president responded, "I owe her? She owes the country an apology. What's her percentage of Indian ancestry? 1/1000th? The actual numbers could be anywhere from 1/64th to 1/1024. Regardless, all this DNA test proved is that Warren has no more claim to Indian heritage than the average white American. Trump added that he would only pay off a bet he made with her about her Indian ancestry if I can test her personally, and that will not be something I will enjoy doing either. Trump once made an offer to pay $1 million to Warren's favorite charity if DNA proved she was of American Indian ancestry. Trump need not worry, because this DNA test proved she is not Indian. What's more, the test did not even compare her DNA sample to American Indians. Buried in the Boston Globe story is this bombshell. To make up for the dearth of Native American DNA, Bustamante used samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American. So all the test proved is that Warren might be 1/64th to 1/1024 Mexican, Peruvian, or Colombian, which again makes her no different than the average white American. Warren's rambling Twitter thread continued with a link to the Boston Globe, a far-left outlet desperate to protect Warren from this Cherokee controversy. The Globe article argues that Warren's false claim of Indian ancestry had nothing to do with her success in academia. Between 1987 and 1995, Warren identified herself as Native American while she was teaching law at the University of Pennsylvania Law School and Harvard. The latter used Warren's false Cherokee identity to brag about the school's racial diversity. If a real Donald Trump, a cowardly elitist who has never known or cared what life is like for anyone who's ever lived outside of a skyscraper in Manhattan, wants to talk about authenticity, well then, let's talk about who's really pretending to be someone they're not, she tweeted. Then she attacked his success as a businessman. Then she attacked the tax cuts he passed last year. Then she called him the most corrupt president in American history. Then she suggested he is a draft dodger. And then her rant began to read like Kevin Spacey's diaries in the movie Say 7N. Oh, and one more thing. At real Donald Trump likes to pretend he's a real tough guy. But like most bullies, he sure scares easy, doesn't he? He's afraid to stand up to Vladimir Putin in defense of our country. Afraid to talk to Robert Mueller because he knows he'll crack under the pressure. And so afraid to go out in public, he hides out at his own golf clubs. And you know what scares him the most? Us. The American people. He's afraid we'll see him for who he really is and expose the con he's been running on our country from day one. And at real Donald Trump should be scared, because on November 6th, we're going to bust up that con once and for all. And on she went, hectoring and badgering the president. Warren is obviously looking for a way to regain her footing after the disastrous rollout of her DNA test, which not only proved she has no claim whatsoever to any sort of Indian ancestry, but that she lacks the judgment and poise to run for president. Warren's rollout was such a debacle, she has now been disavowed by the Cherokee Nation. And a number of high-profile Democrats are publicly questioning the judgment of her timing, just 3 weeks before the midterm elections. Warren's disconnected and strident Twitter meltdown is certain to increase these questions about her readiness and steadiness to take on Trump in 2020. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.